became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're on the warpath. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well, Harrow has had another outbreak.
Oh, no.
Shouldn't have happened. Yeah. Now, I'm getting tired of this whole thing. New normal. There is no new normal. That word, new normal, normal, have to be struck off our lexicon because it's chaos. And people who do not stop the chaos are just going to continue with this so-called no normal. It's not. I've got inside information about how things got screwed up, and it's all about people not doing their job. I'm furious. My mother's going to be in lockdown for another 2 weeks. She's done nothing. So are 60, 70, 80, 100 other patients, residents, whatever we're calling them. This is not right. Things are not working. We're not getting on track. We're not getting to some basis where we can function. I'm a mess. And I've got 400 things to do today, like 6,000 other people. We have got to figure this out. What is the problem with people?
Well, I think it comes down to accountability. And if there is no accountability, then why bother? A lot of people and places will take the path of least resistance, especially financially.
Yeah.
So instead of hiring the people they need to take care of business and making sure that they pay them a decent wage so they don't have to work at three other places. And I know that's probably already been enacted, but who's enforcing again? It comes down to enforcement, like you've said on so many things.
Mm-hmm. I just get fed up, Agnes.
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing. Family's doing the right thing. I'm doing the right thing. People I know are doing the right thing. Okay. If people are not doing the right thing, it has to be enforced. It has to make them hurt in order to get things working well.
You know, and I mean, given the current circumstances, I don't think things will work well, but they certainly need to work. You know,
better?
Well, certainly better than what they're doing right now. I think if there's a functioning system.
Yeah.
But, you know, every time I turn around, it's like, there's, you know, as you found with transit, is this is the rule, but we're not going to enforce it.
This makes me want to get on an ice floe and just have nothing to do with humanity. It's ridiculous. And we can go back in time, and we've done this two or three times. How many years have we been talking about climate change and plastic in the oceans and tons of it, and what are we doing? We wrap our garbage in plastic and we keep doing it because, oh, for heaven's sake, what will encourage the human animal to take care of human animals?
Well, part of it, as I said, is financial. You know, they've got to make the options affordable. To be a green, conscientious, environmentally conscientious person, it cannot be too expensive for the average person or family. Which, exactly. If you just compare prices between cheap plastic garbage bags, I mean, using plastic as an example, cheap plastic garbage bags and biodegradable garbage containers, it's ridiculously the different price.
Yeah. Oh. We're not going to solve this one either. God damn.
Oh, okay. Lord. So we both have some work, though. I mean, that's the good news.
It is good news, and I am grateful. I'm very grateful. I'm just getting my knickers in a twist because I have to arrange my class. I'm talking to people about Harrow today who are in the know. And also, I have the ear of the licensing department at Vancouver Coastal Health, and I don't want to blow it. Mm-hmm. I want to have all my facts lined up and clear, straightforward. In other words, I'm jumping back into the fire pit that I ran away from 25 years ago. Jesus, what did I just say about smart intelligent?
With all the elections pending in our Western world, I've been hearing the word investigative reporting so often, and I must admit, I'll chuckle. Lord, because I hear you. I've been hearing you for a while, just teetering on the edge, because that's what you do well. And when it needs to be done, you're not afraid to jump into the fray, even if you don't want to.
Okay, I'm past teetering. I think I've teetered.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah, now you've fallen. That tightrope you were walking jiggled and you fell.
Here I am in the... Yeah. Well, stay tuned, because the whole purpose of revolution is that things have to change. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Russian Revolution, things don't necessarily change for the better because they have to acclimatize to the new situation. But revolution has a life force.
I'm going to just bring you down a level in terms of the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution. They're almost too big. In terms of your personal revolution, you know, you can at least have an effect. Hopefully it will create change. On an individual level, I think we have so much more power to some extent.
Oh, I would disagree with you completely, but let me let you have this one.
Well, it's just because when someone like you gets your ducks in a row, presents them to, you're not presenting them to the world to fix this whole COVID mess. You're presenting it to whatever health licensing.
Yeah.
So it's a small bubble that you can poke. You can burst that bubble. You're not sure where the thing might land. But you can have an effect at that level.
Well, there is some truth to that. And, you know, there was only one book that came out, or one report that came out during the French or the Russian Revolution. And that was 10 Days That Shook the World by John. Oh, he was a reporter, but he happened to be in Russia at the time, because he was interested in communism. But his report was really the first and really only bang on the head for the world. And you think about that, and you think about what we have, extreme opposite, there's got to be a middle ground. Maybe the whole thing about life is that we're always looking for that middle ground where things can change. I don't know.
Okay, first of all, John Reed, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
But I think too, sometimes this comes with age. I remember being younger, and when that pendulum swung way out in either direction, I was like, oh my God. But now I understand And I appreciate the people who hang on to that pendulum and take it out as far in one direction or the other as they can, because that's how we find a middle ground. That's how we learn where the middle ground is.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yes. So, okay, I'm tired now. I'm going to go back to bed.
Okay, well, let's go. Let's just touch base on a subject that we discussed really briefly the other day, and we're going to talk about this morning. And I think a lot of people, whether they're listening to us or not, are in the same boat of, I need some work. I have bills to pay.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it was karma or whether it was you searching, or I don't know how you found a client or two and some other things in the wings, but it came to you. I know I'm compromising myself in order to earn the kind of money that I will earn in the next month or two.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm willing to do to have the income, that sort of income, put it that way.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are in that boat. And I wish, honestly, I wish more people were in the boat. I wish they wouldn't just sort of say, well, where's CERB? Well, you know, what's going to happen to me? It's like, this right now is our reality. So what can you do? And I'm thinking about, you know, someone our age with experience with elderly people to find one or two elderly clients, which is what I do, go into their home because there's a huge demand for it.
Yeah.
Charge a reasonable amount without gouging. You've always got to be below the agency rate. And yes, you have to declare the income, but it is income.
Yes. It's really true. It's really, but we've talked about this before too, and that is that the word paradigm shift, all the words that we use that have been used in the last two decades to describe a situation are outdated, including paradigm. It's not a paradigm shift we have to do. It's a gargantuan make up a new word shift that we have to do, and that includes how we think about money, how we think about world economies, how the IMF deals with money, how I deal with money, how a government deals with money. And we need to lower our expectations. Remember the show, How to Be a Millionaire? No, that's not it. Rich Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and they were all millionaires.
Mm.
Millionaires? Are you kidding? We're kajillionaires now.
Yeah.
But there's a... It's like eating too much at the buffet table. We want it all. Give me everything. I want it all. I want more millions. I want more, more, more. Well, you can't. We have to think differently. Think differently.
Yeah.
And we need leadership in that. We need leadership worldwide, Canada-wide, BC-wide, America-wide, whatever. We need leadership. Someone who can think us, help us think it through.
Well, and not be afraid to offend a few people. Oh, my God, I'm so tired of politicians who are trying to please all the people all the time. You know, pick a horse and ride the damn thing.
Yeah.
I'm working, as you know, with Mark. He's a musician, and he's had this concept for a long time, and now together we're putting his concept on the internet. And he has a graphic that we're using on his homepage that someone developed for him, and basically, in a nutshell, in a dream many, many years ago, a half-human, half-android came to him almost in despair. And it occurred to Mark that, you know, if somebody came to Earth from elsewhere and looked at Earth and the way we live and what we do to our planet and all that, what message would he send back home? And that's actually the title of his latest CD, Message to Home. But the graphic that we just got back, I needed a better graphic than the one he had. So he contacted the artist. She sent one back, and it is so amazing. The guy's name is Johnny Krom, K-R-O-M. And Johnny is half human, half android, standing on the planet with one hand reaching up to his home planet, presumably the universe, but planet Earth that he's standing on is, you can tell in those clouds, but the clouds morph into eyes that are crying.
Yeah.
And when he just got it in last week and I was over at his place and I just looked at it and went, oh my God. And he said, yeah, right. You know, and it's just, it's so true. Like what we're doing to this planet is on every level, you know, whether it's environmental or political or war or people, whatever. We just,
right.
Too many people have no respect.
Right. Now, with those people, I think we need to have a big lever, have them stand in one place, release the lever, and put them into a big alligator pit. What do you think of that?
I think we should just make sure one of those missions to Mars is going to fail and put them all on there. Let them float around and look at what they've done to the planet before they die slowly.
Let me to my segue into the thing that the headline that did cheer me up yesterday. It really made me laugh. And the headline was, hold me, squeeze me, bite my head. Okay, now here's the story. Two recent studies looked into the southern dragon lizard, which apparently has two males fighting over the female, but besides just squeezing them and holding them, they bite their head.
Well, it's like the Black Widow, isn't it?
Only it's the two guys.
Oh.
Now, this is not a story from the animal kingdom that I particularly want to enforce for the human kingdom, but it just made me laugh. It's like, how does that get to be called love or affection or biting your head? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that opens up a whole other topic that I don't feel like getting into this morning. It's not just the animal kingdom.
No, it's not just the animal kingdom. And yes, our listeners can take that to be exactly how it sounds.
Exactly.
A little sarcastic, a little knowledgeable, a little worldly. Yes.
Okay, on another note.
Yes.
I had two things that I wanted to talk about this morning. The first one was just the fact of how many people are looking for ways to make a living and you can't be sitting around waiting. But the other one is, and I don't expect an answer, like a firm answer. Do you really want to sell Peter's art in the foreseeable future?
You know, I do. And I had a thought about it. I'm very conscientious about, as you know, images, anything can be stolen off the internet. I know that. But what I thought was, because I've used the last painting that he had, that he did, as the cover of my book, which means that it is copyright by me. And yeah, people are going to steal it, but it is copyright. But I would just have that and very simple story that goes with it. And I found, this is really a lovely story about serendipity, about art, about your client with his website, about yourself, about any of us, about Tevin, about anything that we create and find and do. And that was culling through some of the art, and I've got to sell this art. I found two 1973 silk screens, and they are the embodiment of the transformation to the very last painting he did. So my idea was this, that on the website, I do a little story showing the three. And I say, for further information about sales, please contact me personally and we'll set up a visit. Because art should not be seen online anyway, especially watercolors. Watercolors need natural light. And that, I don't care how technological we are, there's a difference. So that's my thought, and at least try it. But I'm not going to lose a lot of images by displaying them everywhere, because we're a consumer society that really doesn't care about that either. It's like, oh, well, it's just on the internet. I can take it. But that's my thought. Do a special sort of presentation, those three, with a story. For more information, contact myself.
Okay, the first thing I'll say before I get to where I was going, is that I think I have discovered a way to pixelate pictures. So the minute they're blown up into any size that's stealable, so even the size of your monitor, it's so pixelated, there's just no point.
Really?
Yeah. So there's a solution to that, because obviously I'm now working with an artist.
Yeah.
I got an email, I believe it was yesterday, and there is a course about to launch, oh dear, it might even be tomorrow, I'll have to look into it, on how to sell your art online. I've been following this guy for a while. I'm going to do a little bit more checking. It's not cheap, but because if I have two people who are interested, I will take the course.
Right.
Because obviously my client, and it's not like you have to start doing this next week.
It's just
a matter of if it's worth my while
right.
to take the course, I will take the course. And if you are serious about it sometime in the foreseeable future, and I don't mean this week, next month, I just mean, you know, like it is a plan, then I will register for this course.
Yeah, that's a good one. Something to think about. I'm thinking definitely of launching next year because that will be Peter's 90th birthday.
Which is perfect timing because my test run will be my current client. And, you know, if I can get things happening for him, because he has a ton of inventory at home as well.
Yes, yes. No, that sounds good. I will certainly entertain the idea.
Okay.
In this vast desert I call my brain today. No, that's good. Okay. But before I go any further, I have to tell you that as much as I appreciate Outlook, I'm flummoxed by it. I can't decode all the boxes. In other words, I can't figure out how to make a... Anyway, we can talk about that maybe another time, but I can't make a folder, and I don't know how, and I've looked everywhere.
Okay. Do you have a drop down that says folders?
And it not says when I want to. I know the folder thing exists, but I can't find it when I want to put something in a folder. Maybe I've opened it to a place where it can't.
Okay, under new message, do you have favorites?
Yeah, I did. Hold on. Where is it? Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. Does it have a drop down menu? Like a little arrow pointing down?
It has an arrow pointing down.
Okay, click the arrow so it points sideways.
Okay, any side or just one
side? It'll only go one way. Okay. If you click it only goes one way.
Got it, okay.
Now
do you the arrow to the side.
Okay, now do you see under there folders, inbox, junk, drafts, sent?
I do.
Okay, if you scroll to the very bottom.
Yeah.
Do you see where it says new folder above groups?
Okay, now, that one I haven't seen. Hold on. New folder and groups.
So just click, ignore groups, but just click on new folder. And then if you want, and it'll automatically nest
there it is.
In alphabetical.
Okay, got it. Yep.
And so you could put, you know, website, you could put Peter, you could put Mark, London Mark, you can put whatever you want in that folder and it will stay there on the left.
Okay, that is perfect. Here's another question. How do I eliminate a folder?
If you right click. I know you can remove some favorites. Let me just go here to a different one. An actual folder. Sorry, I did look an actual folder. If you right click, there's create new subfolder and delete folder.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay. Right. It says filter. Nothing in folder. Looks empty over here. So I right clicked and that's what I got. And if I left click, it'll do something else.
Left click should open it up in your main window so that whatever you've tucked into there appears.
Okay. No, when I right click, all I get is the name and filter. Hold on. Flagged mentions, attachments, sort, date, form, size.
oldest on top. Okay, well, that helps me there. Unread attachments, sort. How about if I just highlight it and delete it? No.
What we can do sometime is, obviously, I'm off to work in a little while. Yes. And then Heather does leave on Saturday. So after Saturday, I'm going to have lots of time. Or, well, not lots of time, but more time.
Well, she's here still. That's lovely.
Yeah, well, she was staying at a friend's house, so it made it so much easier with the kids. And they're thinking of moving over here. So they wanted time to look at some neighborhoods, check out areas, that sort of thing. But and we could maybe get on a call, and I could do a screen share, like on a Skype call, and not part of any of our podcasts, just a matter of I can see, and you can ask questions. You can see my screen. You can ask questions.
That would help me because Mac will not. They don't deal with anything Microsoft. They're totally Mac. So I couldn't even phone them and say, how do I do this? Because
the other thing I'll do, because Mark operates on a Mac, and I know he has an actual mail folder, like M-A-I-L, like a mail thing, app, I guess it is, application, and he has all his email addresses in there. So he has like his junk email, and he just clicks on whichever one he wants to check. He's even using his website email now, and I watched him put that on there the other day.
Right.
So I wonder if you could.
Okay, I got none of that. I did. I don't want to sound like an idiot or make it sound like you're too obtuse, but my head is full right now.
I know. Always, it's like, you know what? You know what one of my lines is? The memory banks are full and I'm taking no more deposits today. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Very clever.
Because I find that as I get older, I mean, there was a time when it's like everything. It was like a little filing cabinet in that brain. And now it's just like, no, I'm sorry. This filing cabinet is not only a mess, but
it's rusty and I can't open it. It's like, God damn it, open up, will you?
Yeah, right. It's in the bottom drawer and it can't find the key.
Yeah, I have a clip that I put in my hair and I took it off the other day and I threw it because I was in bed and I didn't want to get up and sit up. And I just took it out of my hair and threw it. Now I can't find the damn thing.
Okay, that's like me having just moved in. I have a travel size tube of toothpaste. I've seen it a dozen times. And now that I want to tuck it in this overnight bag that I take to my clients, I have walked around my house a dozen times this morning. I don't know where it is. Like, why did I not grab it when I first saw it and tuck it in the bag?
It's a damn fine point. I agree with you.
Oh, Lord. Okay, are we going to have a drink together this Friday? Oh, no, I can't. Oh, darn, I'm having the kids.
Again?
Well, it's just because they're leaving on Saturday. Damn.
Lord. Okay.
I'm going to do it Thursday.
Well, I was going to say, how about 10 o'clock on Friday?
Oh, we could even do it at 7 or 7:30. Because, I mean, they got little kids. They go home.
Okay. Let's pencil it in. I might be well ahead of you and out of connection.
Okay, so let's try for because the kids come early and we eat early because of the little kids, the babies.
Yeah.
And so I'll put it down for 7 and I'll just tell them that I'm going to go have a drink with Suleika at 7. You can clean up or you can leave. You can do what you damn well please. Because they're my kids and I can talk to them that way.
Oh, aren't you lucky? Oh, yeah. Okay, all is well with the world. Okay.
Well, you're lying there, but that's okay. I'll let it go.
Thank you. You'll give me that one. We'll talk soonly. But thank you for all this. And yes, I'll get some organization to my questions, but we'll aim for Friday for another chat-o-rama.
Okay. Chat-o-rama with drink in hand. And I'll be ahead of the game too, because I drink with my kids.
Okay, it'll be a mess, but it'll be fun.
No, it won't be a mess. It'll just be fun.
It'll be okay. Yeah, we'll do it.
All right. Well, good luck with your crazy day, and we will talk to you Friday.
Good. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.